It's garbage day, and with it comes the weekly sights, sounds, and smells as trash is dropped by the ton from haulers just like these at Northwestern Illinois' 7 landfills. But trash can turn to treasure for some counties, and that's because of host agreements.
Peter Stefan, that's S-T-E-F-A-N.
Stefan is the finance director for DeKalb County. Haulers must pay landfills a fee to drop their waste there, and a portion of that money routinely goes back to the host county. Stefan says trash that makes it to DeKalb's landfill indirectly pays for infrastructure like the new county jail and its operations.
August of 2014 is when the expansion at the landfill opened for business, I guess, for deposits. And so since then, we have collected, it appears to be, over $11 million.
Generally, zero waste goals aim to produce and send less trash to landfills. Stefan says reevaluating what gets thrown away wouldn't technically affect county revenues.
Because there's always going to be trash that's generated. So the recyclables will just dictate how fast it's going to fill up.
DeKalb County used to have a zero-waste task force in 2013 to try and reduce overall trash. Greg Maurice is the county's director of health protection. He was part of that group.
The task force itself was only active for a little over a year. And then officially that task force, once that report was done, was completed. But now we have it's a little different. We call it our solid waste kind of advisory committee.
Their final report says eliminating all waste from the county was not realistic. Still, the idea was adopted as a guiding principle. It called for future focus to be put on expanding rural recycling, addressing apartment waste, and composting options. Marie says the county's composting progress has been a win.
We've achieved at least the ability to compost that organic material now rather than just have it landfilled.
Waste streams are being reevaluated in nearby communities like Ogle County because they recently ended their county-operated recycling program. Steve Ripkema is the solid waste director there.
We had to stop the program. The cost was going up over 150%, and we had issues with contamination, people throwing things in there that didn't belong. So that went away.
Ripkema says his biggest concern these days has been with strained recycling options.
So it's difficult. For some things, there is no alternative but to throw them out. And that hurts to say that, especially since we've developed such a following over the years.
International buyers like China have all but stopped taking America's recycling, which means there's a lot piling up because the biggest markets don't want it anymore. Winnebago County's landfill is taking in more trash by the ton than any landfill in the region. The county spends their host agreement money on public infrastructure. It collected nearly $4.5 million in 2018. Winnebago doesn't have its own county solid waste coordinator. That's according to its interim administrator, Steve Chapman.
Because I don't think there's a need for it. I mean, I don't think there's that much interaction between us and the landfill. If so, then, the individual department heads would deal with that.
People nationwide are having to rethink what to do with their waste like single-use plastics. Alex Truelove is the Zero Waste Director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. He says changing old habits of consumption and disposal can be a challenge, but also a chance for unprecedented improvement.
Let's get the most harmful, but also the least recyclable and most contaminating materials out of our waste stream, because that'll help everybody.
And something Truelove and other environmental advocates agree on is that the words of the mantra, reduce, reuse, recycle, are in that order for a reason. I'm Sarah Jesmer.